24 minutes after three. Well, the state government today announced no body, no parole legislation. It was introduced into the parliament. Now, this is designed to ensure that convicted murderers who refuse to cooperate with investigations are not released on parole. Now, similar legislation has already been introduced in Victoria, the Northern Territory and South Australia, and it is being considered in Queensland and New South Wales. We're going to bring in this afternoon Margaret Dodd, who you know very well on this program. And, of course, Margaret, what she's been going through since Hayley Dodd disappeared back in 1999. She was last seen alive walking along a road near Badgingarra, which is, of course, northeast of Perth, and her body, though, has never been found. Now, we do know that before the courts at the moment, Francis John Walk, who is accused of murdering Hayley Dodd, he has another hearing this month. He's currently in custody. But let's see what Margaret Dodd thinks about this idea. It's something I know she's been campaigning about for many, many years. Margaret Dodd, welcome to Perth Live.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you for your time this afternoon. The No Body, No Parole legislation, something you've been calling for some time. How did it feel today seeing the Premier Mark McGowan and the Attorney General John Quigley introduce it into Parliament?
Well, I thought it was actually very positive, and it's refreshing to actually have politicians that carry through promises that they say they're going to make. This is going to give hope to victims' families. And it's a step in the right direction to giving victims equality in the justice system, because we have no rights whatsoever.
What will it do for you to alleviate some of those constant daily reminders and pressures?
It gives us hope. It gives us hope of one day the perpetrator telling us where Hayley is, and the same for other families in our situation. There is nothing. It's bad enough having a loved one murdered, but to have the remains hidden from you and never being allowed to give them a Christian farewell, it's disgusting, because it leaves you can't sleep at night. You've got a million and one things going through your mind, you know, because you don't know what's happened, you don't know where she is, and you've got all these unanswered questions. You can't have no peace, and we're hoping that this is going to bring families like ours a little bit of peace.
Yeah, and that's so hard to obviously come by. Do you think that this will twist the arm of some of our worst and most heinous criminals?
Well, I'm hoping Mansell's watching, and I'm hoping that he rethinks his situation and let Craig's family know where he's buried. That's for one that I can comment on.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I know it's obviously a very delicate situation, what you can and can't comment on, but as I said, this has been something number of people have signed petitions here as well. Yeah. It must be today something you've been campaigning on for years and years. As I said, a little sense of relief there today that something is being done.
Yeah, well, it is. It's a great relief. You know, we've got several states that have already got it in. We've got other states looking at it, and it really needs to be Australia-wide. It's just sense. Why should murderers be able to hold this power over the victims and not tell them where their loved ones is? We've got, you know, we've got murderers in prisons where, you know, the children, and they won't say where the body is. It's disgusting. And anyone that doesn't agree with this, they've got to really search their conscience, because it's just the right thing to do, and victims need some equality.
They certainly do, Margaret Dodd. I appreciate you speaking out on this today. Thank you very much.
Right, thank you. Bye.
Margaret Dodd there, the No Body, No Parole legislation, which has been introduced into the WA Parliament today. 92211882 is the talkback number. You can get in the queue right now, because Inspector Mike Sparkman will join us in just a few minutes' time from the WA Police Force, and he's answering your traffic questions. So phone the program right now, 92211882.